Welcome back to the Elevate Your Small Business podcast with me, Libby Knight. And today I am going to be talking about what you should be focusing on in your business. So let's get started.
Hi, I'm Libby Knight, and I've helped hundreds of small business owners and entrepreneurs to break through their limiting beliefs and take their business to new heights. Together, we design their business their way. You start with mindset and build on the strategy, using my years of experience in sales, marketing, product development, and more. If you're ready to elevate yourself and your business, then keep listening. This is the Elevate Your Small Business podcast.
The answer to this question, what should I be focusing on in my business, is actually incredibly simple. What you want to focus on is what you want. So first of all, you need to be clear on what you want. You need to be clear on what you don't want, but you really don't want to be focusing on that, because our minds are unable to differentiate between I do want and I don't want. So when you say something like, I don't want to be so stressed, your brain hears the word stressed. It can't tell that it's what you want less of. All it hears is the word stressed. So what happens? You start to recognize all those causes of stress in your life, which makes you feel more stressed. So although it's important to recognize what you don't want, the next step is to reframe it into a positive. So I want to feel more peace. I want to feel calmer. I want to feel fulfilled. Whatever it is that is what you actually do want, you know what you don't want, you've recognized that, but make sure that you then reframe to what you do want. And then you will start, that unconscious mind of yours will start to recognize that you are getting what you want. So if you say, I don't want to be stressed, you'll recognize stress. If you say, I want more peace, you will recognize those moments of peace. And it's really all about how we feel. So if we feel that there are moments of peace in our life, then we will feel more peace. If we are focusing on what we don't want, we will recognize that there is more of that in our life. So what do you want? Have you really thought about it? Or do you tend to focus on what you don't want and then wonder why you keep getting more of it and keep feeling it more intensely, that everything seems to be pointing towards that thing you don't want and causing it? How about taking some time out to really reflect on what you do want? And then you'll find, especially if you practice gratitude for those moments of peace or fulfillment or joy or excitement or whatever it is you want more of, the more you recognize those, the more you will see them, feel them, and they will become stronger and more present than the feeling that you didn't want, that you were focusing on, that did seem to be the primary feeling that you were having on the regular, that seemed to be your default. It's amazing, isn't it, how much power we have over how we feel in our business. It's actually completely up to us, because we cannot control external factors. We know that. I mean, we obviously have some influence, but ultimately the thing that we can really control is how we respond to the things that are happening to us and for us. Because really everything, if we think about it, can be happening for us. So if you're in your business and you have a result that is not ideal, you can either think, oh my goodness, I have no control over this. This is what happened. I'm stuck with this result. I'm powerless. What's next? Or you can think, well, this happened for me to learn something new, to take away a message, to understand what I did and therefore what my results were or what I didn't do. So when you focus on the opportunities that are available to you in every situation, in every result, in every interaction, in every experience, there's a wealth of knowledge. First of all, focus on what went well, and then focus on learning from what could be different next time and what your part in that could be. How could you do it differently? So you want to focus on what we do want. We want to focus on the opportunities in every experience that we have as a business owner. If you just had a launch, which bits went well? Don't only focus on the final results. What went well? Well, you had some great conversations. You had some conversions. Even if it's just one conversion, well, why was that? How did that happen? Celebrate it. Because the more you focus on the positive, the more positive will come into your life. You will attract more of that. And it really is about focus. When you focus on something negative, it feels like everything is negative. When you focus on the positive, you will see so much more positive. You will feel so much more positive. And this is not in isolation. Think about the effects that will have in the future, the effect on how you feel about your business, how you feel about your product, or your launches, or your marketing, or your time, all those elements of your business. If you have a positive outlook and you recognize the positive, then that will have a knock-on effect on every area of your business. Now, this is not to say that we don't recognize the challenges, the things that didn't go to plan, but how do we deal with them? These are the choices that we have in our business. We can choose how to react. We can choose our thoughts. We can choose our beliefs. We can choose our feelings. Now, sometimes something will pop up quickly. That's the unconscious again. It will pop up before we know it because it is very fast to react and it's based on our habits, our habit thoughts, our habit beliefs, our habit actions. It's based on our programming. It's based on the things that we have adopted throughout our lives, all those beliefs and lessons and other people's limitations. So, yes, we have those. We're not going to get rid of those overnight. So, they will pop up first, but we have the power, we have the choice to say, okay, I don't believe that this is the one and only choice here. I don't believe that this is the one and only belief, the one and only truth. What is the truth? Where is the proof that this is true? Where is the evidence that this is not true? So, for example, if you have had a launch or you've promoted something and you don't feel that you have got the results that you want, you can choose to look at it in several ways. You can choose to look at it as a complete failure and bin it and start all over again, or you can look at it as an opportunity, celebrate what did go well, take the learnings, and then perfect it, tweak it, change it, try again, get better and better and better. How many things in business go right first time? Very few. And it's those that choose to focus on the positives, on the learning opportunities that keep evolving, keep learning, keep improving, and can change their belief system around their business. Notice the positives, understand where things could be different, why. What to do next, what to try next, looking at it almost with some kind of detachment, taking that data, looking at that data and saying, well, it felt as if things weren't happening, but actually, when I look at the data, this went right, this went right, this went right. I can use this next time. I know now that that didn't work, so I'll try this instead. So choose very carefully about your response and what you focus on, because there are opportunities absolutely everywhere if you look at them as a chance to grow, a chance to expand, a chance to learn. We know that not everything is going to go easily and seamlessly in our business. Of course it's not. We don't grow in a linear fashion. We grow in stages, and it's when we take chances, when we try something new, when we learn from our past experiences that we take those next leaps up that sort of staircase rather than that linear line, that staircase of growth, because it's in those moments of self-development, business development, understanding, and trying new things that we take our business to that next level. If we keep stopping and starting because we put all of our faith in the way we feel, because we are only human, and sometimes it doesn't feel good. Sometimes we do feel like things haven't gone right. If that's where we stop and we are a slave to those automatic negative feelings, no wonder progress is painfully slow and it feels like a struggle and it feels like an uphill battle. So instead, focus on opportunities, focus on growth, focus on trying new things, focus on what you want. Keep moving and learning and growing and reflecting, and have an approach of curiosity. When you approach with curiosity, there is no failure. There is only learning. And that's what life is all about, isn't it? Now, another thing to focus on is your ability to make change. You can make change in an instant. Now, sometimes people don't believe that. There used to be the belief that by our mid-20s, we were fixed, we were who we were. And have you heard people say, "This is just the way I am"? We know now, we are educated in the fact that we have neuroplasticity and that we can create new neural pathways, new beliefs, new thoughts. So we know now definitively that we can change. We have the capability of changing. Now, of course, that's not always easy. But if you focus on the fact that change is very, very possible, then you can change things in an instant. And you can do that by focusing on more positive aspects of your business, on the gains rather than the things that didn't go your way, didn't go to plan. But maybe that's for a reason. Maybe this is all part of the plan. It's just not the one you intended. But what are those opportunities in those results? These are the things to focus on. So focus on reframing into the positive, focus on what you want, focus on the learning opportunities, focus on what's possible, focus on your ability to change in an instant if you want to. You are not fixed, you are not stuck. You feel stuck. That's totally understandable. We all feel stuck at times, but you're not stuck. The reality is that you are not stuck. You may feel stuck, you may feel restricted. But the truth is that you have choice. It's the having the ability to see those choices that opens up a whole new world for you. And isn't that a beautiful thing? The fact that you do have infinite numbers of choices. The problem is that often we don't feel that we have choice. And that's very different to not having choice. So the more open you are to these beliefs, these new beliefs that you do have choice, that you can make change in an instant, that there is plenty of positivity to be found in every experience, past, future, that's going to make you a much more positive, proactive, capable, and happier business owner when you have that outlook that pretty much anything is possible for you. Now, you don't want all those possibilities. You want the right ones for you. And this is where you check in with your heart. Check in that whatever it is that you're doing is aligned with your values. That's a heart competency, that it's aligned with the emotions you want to feel. Remember, we don't want to focus on what we don't want, we want to focus on what we do want. So, which emotions do you want to feel? So, let's check in on what those are. And then we can decide, well, how can I have more of that? And you can reflect on times in the past where you had those experiences that made you feel that way. And this is a really powerful tool to use your past experiences that represent the feeling that you want so that you can envision what that felt like using all your senses so you can focus on having more of those feelings. Because you've done it before. You have memories of times when you felt this way. So think about it with all of your senses. Taste, smell, touch, shapes, colors, visions, images, really bring it to life. Because if you've done it before, you can do it again. So, how can you, in an instance, make changes that bring in more of that feeling that you felt before? How did that feel? What things could you do right this very minute to bring more of that into your life? There is so much positivity to focus on, and the more positive and open-minded and curious we are, the richer our lives will be, and more quality moments we will have, and the more positive we will be about our business, and that will enable us to keep making progress. Because ultimately, life is about feeling. It's about how you want to feel. So, if nothing else, focus on how you want to feel. Thanks for listening, and I'll come back with some more thoughts about your business, more techniques, more guidance in how you can be a happy business owner. So, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Elevate Your Small Business podcast. Feel free to share it if you know someone who needs to hear it today, and if you enjoyed it, I'd be so grateful if you could write a review so that more small business owners can benefit. The world needs more mission-led, independent businesses just like yours. You can find out more about me and what I do at libby-knight.com. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.